Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 66.
Neo.
Blessed Father, watch over my wife and son. Whisper to them that I live only to hold them again.
At least give me a clean death. A soldier's death.
Time for a break. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2012, in the first month, on the 12th day of the first month. Down. Well, these letters have been quite an excursion, at least for me. I have learned, am learning, and will learn some more about what and how the Lord does and will do things. I think there are a few more items for me to write down in this series of letters, but I think I'll take a break for the moment. Since I started writing these letters, I have had a few more experiences that I ought to touch on, some from listening to a couple of audiobooks. But there was a reoccurrence of a spiritual event. I think it was about September 2011, or maybe a month or two earlier, that I experienced another angry evil spirit event like I had in letter 56. It felt the same, but this time I was at a restaurant, seated with M and her parents. I felt the spirit come right up in my face. I did what I did before, resist, and it went away. When this happened the first time, I asked Gabe why it occurred, and he said it was because I was the ranking spiritual authority of Christ on the premises at the time. I suppose the same might be true about the second occurrence. Gabe said it was Satan both times. Dan, I am really tired of this stuff, but I know that whatever happens is somehow part of Jesus' plan of redemption for me and those I touch. That's always a good thing. I am going to see a specialist doctor in a few days, the morning of Friday the 13th, to discuss my disability. I seem to be losing energy to keep forcing myself to work each day. I would like to get a full Social Security disability, but that would really harm my household's budget if I left my current level of income. The longer I can keep the job or level of income I currently have, the better, or so it seems. M, my wife, is more disabled than I am, and at times I need to be a partial caregiver for her at home. So I do work at work and work at home. That's why I am really wearing out. If you are currently in fellowship anywhere, could you please request prayer for my wife, my household, and me? I would owe you a debt of gratitude. As soon as I have time, I will review all the letters for accuracy and make sure the decryption key is complete. Enclosed, however, is a very rough draft of the key, so you can have some idea sooner than later of some of the people I have talked about. The thought occurred to me a while ago to produce audio versions of these letters. I think this is from the Lord, and I have been getting a lot of input from the OTH, see footnote, crew. Just a few days ago, I saw in the Spirit another new thing at G6 in G6D. I was standing in one of the corridors and saw a sword being thrown down the hallway towards a set of exit doors to the elevators. This reminded me immediately of the scene from Gladiator where Maximus is taken to the forest to be executed. The soldier that is going to strike him has trouble drawing his sword because of the morning frost. In that moment, Maximus takes advantage of the delay and overpowers his adversary and kills him. Then he takes that sword and throws it at the other centurion, killing him also. This is what I saw being thrown past me down the hall in a very similar fashion. And I saw this happen more than once. To quote a line from a song by Petra, "The battle belongs to the Lord." Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. Footnote. OTH equals other than human.
No weapon that's fashioned against songs to the Lord, we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing
This marks the end of Volume 1.